You may notice when I walk up here, I walk with a swagger. It's not a John Wayne swagger. It's a 81-year-old swagger. A little while back, I gave a sermon that titled, The Numbers Game. If you want a title for this sermonette, it's The Numbers Game, Chapter 2. The subject of the first sermonette was proving from Scripture that the Church of God, worldwide, until the return of Christ, would always be very few in number. I didn't pull out that sermonette and look at see what I said, but I probably used quotes from Scripture like, many are called, few are chosen. Another Scripture I probably used is, narrow is the gate, and there are few that find it, which were Christ's own words. Christ also called his disciples little flock. And certainly I remember I mentioned the 144,000 in Revelation 7, which states, 144,000 of all the children of Israel were sealed. The book of Revelation is a book of prophecy, but I'm not talking about prophecy on the 144,000. The only point that I made concerning the 144,000 is that the time of the end, which is what this refers to, is a very small number out of over 7 billion people on this earth today. All of that was referring to the Church of God as a whole, worldwide. So what is this Numbers Game, Chapter 2, referring to? You know, there's a saying about being fed meat in due season, which we generally refer to concerning the holy days when they come about. But this is sermonette is referring to our congregation here in Lubbock and other small congregations in which the numbers are very few. We are entering a new season here in Lubbock. A very long season in which our numbers have dramatically declined. It could also apply, as I've already said, to other congregations in which numbers are very low. If we let it, we can become very discouraged from this. But from Scripture, we are told that this would occur, and we cannot let it get us down. God is aware of our numbers, and Christ tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us. There may be an announcement about Clyde Hubbard, the elder who is a minister in Coleman, Texas, I guess a seniorist United congregation to us. He's now confined to a nursing home with severe diabetes in his legs. It's a very small congregation, as I understand it, basically very old people. But Christ tells us that when two or three are gathered together, that he would be there among us. We are also told that the church would suffer great persecutions and it would be scattered. Daniel 12, verse 7. Let's read that. Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held in his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished, setting at the time of the end, when our power will be scattered. Now, I told Mr. Shamlin what I was going to speak about, and he made the point that we need each other. We need people of like mind to associate with. And even though we are few in number, we need to be here, for we are also told, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So when it's possible, we need to be here. We need to be here for assembly. We've lost whole families moving to other areas. Another person successfully in marriage to someone in another area has cost us that person. And of course, there's been deaths. Some have fallen away, given up. There are other causes. Some still have plans to move away to other areas. Laura, you know I'm looking at you. But again, God knows all this, and Christ tells us in His Word to pray for workers for the harvest. And so we should. It's very discouraging to see someone come for one Sabbath service and never return, or two or three. Some have come for several years, but then given up. But we can't be discouraged. Let's read Romans 11, 3 through 5. Romans 11, beginning in verse 3. Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life. Speaking of Elijah. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant. Remnant meaning very small in number, according to the election of grace. In verses 3 and 4, it's referring to quotes from the Old Testament. Verse 5 refers to a remnant when Paul wrote this. But it also can refer to this present time and certainly to our numbers here in Lubbock. We're just a remnant. Lubbock, population, what, about 230,000, and surrounding towns, some pretty large like Plainview, Littlefield, and so forth, would boost that up considerably. If you look in a concordance, you will find the word remnant many times. And in a sermonette, I cannot begin to go into all those scriptures. But my point is the church of God is only going to be a remnant at this time. Say it again, knowing this, let's not be discouraged. Elijah was discouraged when he thought he was alone in his worship of God. But again, God reminded him of the 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal. When we go to the feast, we will find out we're not alone. We're more than we think. A point that I brought out in the original sermonette is that this will not always be the case. In the kingdom of God, the knowledge of His way of life will cover the earth as the waters that cover the sea. in the parable of a small mustard seed that grows into a very large tree, so will God's church be in the kingdom of God on this earth. And we are told that we will teach that knowledge to all that have ever lived. And our belief is that most will respond when offered God's Holy Spirit, and then their positive response to that gift of His Holy Spirit. That's why we continually pray, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We will not be a remnant anymore here in Lubbock or anywhere throughout the entirety of the earth.